2019. How is everybody out there doing today on this beautiful Monday morning? Hopefully all of you have had a good weekend. My name is Deanie. I'm the host of the Deanie Truths podcast. Thank you for everybody that's listening on the podcast version, anybody that's watching on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. I am going to be talking about a lot of good things today, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of the stuff that I'm doing on my journey right now. So I just started a health journey. So last week was planning a breakfast. Today was a new challenge, adding omega-3 into my diet. And when I say diet, I don't mean a restrictive diet, something that somebody plans for you. No, I'm changing my eating around. And one of the things that I'm doing now is adding more fish and vegan options to my diet. And I am doing fish because it has a bunch of omega-3 in it. And I'm learning exactly what type of fishes I like. I've never been a fan of fish. Anything that came with seafood, I would just have a... It would just feel weird in my stomach. I was never a huge fan of seafood. But I tried some fish yesterday, and it was fine. I tried shrimp yesterday. I've never had shrimp before, and it was great. It was very small. It weren't big shrimps. They were little small ones, and I had it with some spinach and an apple and some fish sticks, and I felt good. The fish sticks I'm going to have to change up a little bit because it's breaded fish, but I'm trying to learn about different ideas of fish and like what exactly tastes good, because some fish is a lot of different flavors out there. Salmon is probably the best with omega-3, but that's going to be a part of my lunch. I'm trying to add that to my lunch repertoire. And one of the things that I've also been learning is how much vegetables, how much fruit, how much protein, and how much whole grain to put into your diet. I haven't got to the whole grain part yet. Whole grain is up next with the new challenge. I have not tried that yet. I don't know exactly what whole grains to try, but I have an app called Fabulous that I use on here, and it's been helping me a lot with habit stacking. And not only that, it's been really been doing wonders for me. Like, I'm dancing in the morning now. I'm smiling more. I just feel energized. I feel good. I feel tremendous. And I haven't been tracking, and I've not been weighing myself every day. I'm not going crazy with any of this stuff. I'm focusing on me. I'm focusing on changing my habits, and I'm focusing on changing my brain around, reconstructing the brain. Not changing mindset, reconstructing it. Very scientific-based, just trying to make sure that everything that I'm doing is going the right path. And I'm also growing my hair out, which means that I'm probably going to have to start doing shampoo because it's going to start to get a little greasy. I'm just looking at it on the webcam. But I'm using vegan products for my hair because my hair gets very dry. And ever since then, I've been noticing that it's still very soft and my beard's been getting softer. And now I'm working on my face, trying to clear my face up. So I'm changing things around. I'm progressing every single day. And I'm getting back into my workout routine again. Trying to do different workouts every day, not trying to do the same one every day, trying to do something different. But at the same time, keeping up with what level I'm at on each of those workouts, making sure that I always try to increase the level the next time I go around, because that's important for me. And I'm very, very happy about this, guys. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fantastic. I don't feel down. I don't feel out of it. I just don't feel negative anymore. I feel good. And that's what I've been striving for. And this is probably, this app, Fabulous, is the one thing that has really helped because it's science-based. This is not something that somebody that uses religious tactics would try to get you to do. It's not a diet. It's not something. No, it's something that they're using with science to make sure that you change your habits around, because every single thing that they come up with is proven with scientific evidence. Like, they have evidence that they can present to you that makes sense. And that's what I'm all about. I've always been a man of science. Even though I've had religious upbringing since I was a kid, it was very important for me to understand that, you know, science is the answer to a lot of our problems. And it's unfortunate that we live in a world where millions of people don't accept it, even though they absolutely do. But subconsciously, when it comes to like the major issues, like improving your own life, it doesn't come to them. and we always falter and we always struggle and we always try to tell ourselves to motivate us, to pep us back up. And I kind of stopped being a motivator because you can motivate people all you want, but you're not really helping them. And I think that's something that I really wanted to address today is as much as how much it feels good to motivate, it's really a downfall because you're putting them, you're trying to get them to a level that they're just not ready for. Going slow is really what has benefited me, and I haven't really been motivating myself to do it. I've just been doing it. Like, I'm not talking, I'm not saying things, I'm just doing it. I post pictures of it, I post selfies of myself, and I'm noticing people's reactions to it. I'm noticing that people are liking it more. Now that I'm doing more and I'm talking less, it affects it. I mean, my friend Nina, she's been very, very proud of me. And the last time we talked, it's like, you've been such an inspiration for it. I've inspired one of my friends, Mike, who never really gets inspiration from most people. He's like, but whenever I need something, I always look at what you're doing. And then when it comes to one of my friends out in Los Angeles, who used to be a bikini fitness model, who, Ashley, she was a guest on the show. She was like, oh my God, I can't believe, like, you've been such an inspiration. And I'm like, a bikini fitness model said that. That's cool. That's awesome. And by the way, guys, I also was very open about me being on the spectrum, autism spectrum, which really opened a lot of people's eyes about it. And there's people that didn't even know. And I've gotten a lot of positive interaction from that. Being authentic about, you know, my life and how it's been. I've had my friend Cindy Liming, who does the Daily Dose of Awesome podcast, come to me, was like, hey, I want to interview you about what it's like to be on the autism spectrum. And I was like, I had no idea, but I am so inspired by it because, like, you're just using it to your advantage. And it's important to me because I'm doing this because I love the progression of my life. Guys, this is very, very important to me because I want to one day be able to, when I can finally get a formula down and I have a habit and consistency of those habits that I have, I can keep doing the things that I want to continue to keep doing. Like, I want to go out and bring magic to the world, but I can't bring magic to the world if I can't focus on myself. If I don't put in the time and energy to focus on myself and get to the goals that I want to get to, then me trying to bring magic to the world isn't going to help anybody else because I'm still struggling. And then one day when I get all these goals in, then I can go enjoy everything else around me. And it's going to mean so much more. I mean, I can go out right now and go to Los Angeles. I could travel there if I wanted to. But what do I gain from it? I'm going to come back here and still be miserable. I can go all the way to the UK, just make an entire week trip out of it. All it's going to do is just make good material for social media. But that's not helping me. Personally, that's not helping me. So I'm going to get to a point where I can feel good, look good, feel sexy, look sexy, and then I can enjoy all those vacations. And then maybe I can inspire people from all across the globe. Maybe I can reach out to fans from all across the world. Maybe when I reach a big fan base just for me personally, I can reach out to all of them and I can not be the cult leader. I do not want to be a cult leader, but I can just, you know, interact with them and hear their stories. And always, it's always good meeting people. And in a world where everything is very negative right now, I try to be the positive person that I am, and always striving to do more. And that's who I am. That's Dini. Nothing else. So I've been very excited and doing this Omega 3 thing. This all ties back to the Omega 3 thing because it made me realize that. Eating fish, eating chicken, eating fruits and vegetables, and staying away from the sugary stuff and the heavy carb stuff. Like, my thinking has changed. And now I'm trying, and now I want to do vegan meals. And I never thought I would say that, but I want to do vegan meals. I found a zucchini recipe that I want to try, and I found a chia seed recipe that involves peanut butter and chocolate that I want to try. I used to make vegan spinach balls, and I had my friend Nita try it out. She thought it was great, so I'm gonna try those again. Just all these things, man. I'm branching out and I'm doing new things, and I love it. and I'm appreciating things and people a whole lot more. And now I'm doing more challenges for myself. I'm doing stand-up comedy on Saturday. And then I want to start doing artwork. And then I want to, well, not artwork, but I want to actually paint. And then I want to go out and do some relay races, all that stuff. So all that has been very, very approving to me. All right, guys, that's going to be it for me today. Thank you so much for listening. And all the links are in the description boxes below for all the links to all my podcasting platforms you can find me at, all the social media pages you can find me at. And by the time I see you guys again, I will talk about something new, a new challenge that comes up and what I've learned from it. So, guys, thank you so much, and I will catch you guys next time around. Arrivederci, everybody.